What's going on, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Blind Refs Podcast. We are back on Facebook. YouTube was fun, but we're back. So we got a little bit to talk about. Isaac lost us our parlay last week.
Isaac? Everybody else lost, except for Nick.
I never
lost. Who was the first one to give up the parlay?
Isaac. We were done by Thursday night.
Did it matter?
No. Yeah, at the end of the day.
But who's the only one that undefeated?
What did Isaac say in the car, Nick? You were going to repeat it?
I don't remember either.
There he goes. It was a good pick. Just didn't pan out.
So,
it was the right play. I was just like, it was a good play. It just, you know, just didn't work out. And I was That's what I say with all my parlays. It was great. It looked really good on paper. It just didn't work out.
Well, that's probably not true.
I'm hot this year, though.
You should have just bet yours.
I'm not.
If we put all of mine on a future parlay, we'd be rich.
We'd be.
How much are we betting on this parlay? Because that's the only
$5.
$5
for 5 games.
I'd pay like $120.
I might do a special for you guys. You guys can pay me to tell you.
Did anybody even come close to winning their Superdog pick?
My team was down 21 the first quarter. That's because I threw two pick sixes the same guy.
Wait. Yeah, but they came back and only lost by like
17. We were sitting and drinking in the car, in the parking lot.
Yours wasn't. Like, your Superdog pick
wasn't
close.
And I'm like, Nick, it's 21-0. Vanderbilt's losing in the first.
Yeah, wait, Andy, who, no, wait, what was mine?
Yours was Florida International.
What was mine?
Yours was Iowa.
Oof.
What was mine?
Yours was BYU.
Iowa.
What was the score of BYU?
Yeah, that wasn't close
either.
I
don't know.
BYU won.
Big 12.
Whose was Iowa?
BYU didn't win, did
they? That was a terrible pick.
Yeah, that was.
Our parlay was dead way before Isaac's game.
No, that was our big. That was the big dog.
Oh, that one was dead way before.
Close, 11 points.
Oh, not bad. That might have been the closest one. They did not cover the spread though.
I mean, that's not really a big dog one either.
It was 9.5. Yeah. Everyone else went for big ones.
Well, 9.5 is our new normal now.
Vandy not close. BYU close-ish. Iowa not close. I don't know what Florida International. Who did they play?
I don't know.
Florida National.
They played,
Sunbelt, Brian, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You passed it.
Okay,
up there.
Who did they play?
No, they're not Sunbelt.
They're not?
No.
Mid-American, I think.
Oh, they got the into the ACC? AAC?
That's the American Athletic.
They're not there either, Isaac. Good try.
Oh, they might. Liberty, they lost by 32.
Oh.
Close.
That was close.
Yeah, he frees.
Well, me and Tony's were the furthest away because we both same exact scores. Nice, Tony.
Yeah.
Good picks.
Oh, that was anything? No.
Good picks. Doesn't mean you guys won.
Just didn't pan out.
They weren't good picks.
They weren't good picks.
Nobody's won a big dog, have they?
No.
No.
Nate's won one.
Oh, I won.
Nobody's won.
I won.
What to tell about it?
I did. Right, week one.
Oh, wow. Maybe we can win one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, except like us, because we have it.
Yeah, but now we're moving to 9.5.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter.
Yes, it will. Jeez.
We need to move to like 7.
Well, maybe you should stop picking Friday night games so we lose it.
It was a Thursday night game.
Yeah, even worse. So.
Maybe let us know next time you do that early. And
You wanted to do a Thursday parlay, you should have just said something.
Yeah.
Guess what? All of them lost the same except for yours, Nick. So it didn't even matter.
But we had no hope going into Saturday.
I lost from 5-0.
I said I'll throw another dollar in to restart, and nobody said anything.
I would have.
We were in Austin.
You were literally texting me the whole
But
day.
Then I would have been betting $2 on BYU, and I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
That wasn't
You're making it.
I'm talking about a regular parlay.
Oh, I still wouldn't have felt... Bet $2 on
I feel great.
Why did you feel good about the $1?
$1 I'm okay with. $2? Oh, that's too much.
I feel great. I would throw 5 on mine.
I would have threw 5 on mine too, but they lost by a .5.
Yeah, that still loses the same.
Yeah. Brutal.
Tony's was far away.
I should
also.
Have still picked Michigan. We were pushed. How does that
you
work?
Know what's the problem is when I do our picks,
they just take it out.
Is I focus on our big dog.
You don't focus on any of them, Tony.
Yeah, let's be honest. Are you looking for one right now?
Start early.
Good for you.
We'll carry those. Just pick one.
Perfect.
Just not ours. Have, like, multiple backups.
I have a couple backups.
I don't.
But also, if you really love one, we'll double up on that one.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have two plays.
Should we just start into that right now?
Yeah, let's do our parlay right
now.
Okay. We can do our parlay.
I think I'm done. You ready?
Hold on 1 second. I'm deleting from last week.
Actually, I can create.
I know my phone died.
Well, good thing you have a computer in front of you to pick one.
Do we want to talk about last week's games at all or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
So should we do that before our parlay?
We gotta talk about one at 6:30 on ABC. What happened?
No. Okay.
Exactly. NBC.
That was a good game.
Great game.
That was a really good
game.
That
was wicked.
So
I almost forgot it was on TV.
So
I almost forgot it was on TV. I kept clicking through, and Brian's like, "Why aren't you watching the North Dakota or Notre Dame Ohio State game?" I was like, "Oh fuck."
So what's his justification for only having 10 people in the last two?
He said he didn't want to get a penalty, but what's the difference? It's 1 yard.
Yeah, it's half the distance.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't get either.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
I think he was trying to save face. I don't know. Like, trying to sound smart about not doing
two plays in a row, though. That's the crazy part.
And they ran to the left side where the missing DN was.
Just smart offensive play.
Yeah. Well, I like the fire from Ryan Day. That was nice.
Well, he needs to. Like,
Lou Holtz.
That was awesome. I thought I was so fired up. I almost ran through a brick wall.
Lou Holtz was also not halfway wrong there. Like,
I thought
his teams have been soft at times.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Lou's very much alive. I think he's like 82.
He is older than 82.
It was so, but like
Jamie, where you pulling up?
Ryan Day going after Lee Corso, and then Jake Dickert going after, Ryan Day going after Lou Holtz, and then Ryan Dickert going after Lee Corso.
86.
Hilarious. Coach is just going after the oldest men in college football.
Hey, they're still old football coaches. 86. Still, if you talk crap though live on TV, that's fair game.
Hey, who is the oldest head coach right now?
Probably Mac Brown.
Yeah. Mac Brown or Nick Saban?
Mac Brown, probably.
I don't know the answer. I was just wondering.
It's probably Nick Saban.
I don't know.
Mac Brown.
Oldest.
I'm going Nick Saban.
I'm
going
to go...
I think Nick Saban and Mac Brown are same age.
You have to say Nick or Mac Brown.
It's close.
Frank Solich. He's
Frank
not coaching.
He's not a coach. So it's Mac Brown. 2 years
ago.
Top five oldest
right,
coaches.
There's 22 by one year.
Just click on that.
It's old anyway because
her name,
but it's only a year.
Yeah,
nobody hired a 73-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's Mac Brown, then Nick Saban.
Kirk Ferentz is number 3.
Look at that.
Kirk Ferentz looks way older than he is.
Yeah, all that stress. He's got to fire his kid.
Nope, he's just going to retire and hire his kid as a head coach.
Then,
dude, that'd be wild. I'm here for it.
How about
I'm 100% here for it.
How about Clemson getting screwed out of their game, huh? Gotta make a field goal. Gotta make a field goal.
You know the story on that kid?
I don't care. You're a field goal kicker. You make a field goal.
He wasn't, though. They literally just pulled him out of online classes the Sunday before the game. So last Sunday, they pulled him out of online class. He was doing online classes, and they're like, hey, you want to come kick for us?
What does he say on the depth chart?
He wasn't on the depth chart.
Oh, he's not. Okay, so he's not even on the roster.
1 week ago, he was not on the depth chart.
But what was their? What happened to their?
So they just found a random online kid.
He was on the team for 4 years, and then.
Okay. We admitted that he was already
he
on the team
kicked.
For 4 years.
So he was on the team.
So he was previously on the team.
Yeah, but
for 4 years.
Brian, you know what it's like not having a good kicker. Oregon used to go for two every single time because the guy couldn't even make an extra point.
But Brian's saying. You're still a college kicker. They just didn't pull a kid off.
It's not like they just
at some point, but it doesn't mean he's going to make it.
He never touched the field at all.
Never.
Was he a walk-on?
Yes.
Well, he didn't even travel with the team because he didn't touch the field.
What about home field? Did he run down that hill?
Nope, he didn't. He was
not once in the 4 years?
No. I don't think I'd have my kickers running down that hill, to be honest.
It was a kicker.
I do feel like that.
And first of all, Mike Leach pulled a random kid to kick for him. But he didn't play for him for 4 years before that.
Mike Leach knew football.
Mike Leach had open tryouts for people to show up and practice to kick.
I wish
we took
had,
a. We
I
took
really
a,
wish we had some of his sound bites right now for the realignment.
Hmm?
Nebraska to just pick a kid off the club soccer team.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Why didn't they just let Will Shipley kick? He's a good enough athlete.
They wouldn't even hand the ball off to Will Shipley. Why would they let him kick?
They also, he didn't miss it by much. I mean, it's a solid kick.
He had 18 carries.
It's not enough.
It's not.
Maybe Clemson should be looking at the transfer portal for a kicker.
We got one.
But he's so anti-transfer portal.
He doesn't play at all.
Yeah, but I feel like that's going to come up. Like, all those...
He was 1 for 2. 3 for 3 on extra points.
30.
Yeah, I mean, the first field goal he made was the first one.
How long was this first one? 30. Should be on there.
30.
So this was easier.
See?
Yeah.
Texas is also going to 26-yarder, so...
Does he have a picture on here? A kicker?
I don't know if they can upload it that fast.
Oh, man, his whole family was watching. They were all there.
That's
brutal.
No.
It was brutal to scan right to them after.
Oh, that was his family they panned to?
Yeah, right after
this. Usually you just do.
Whoa, that's weird.
Is that the miss right there?
Extra point in 2020, extra point in 2021, and extra point in 2022.
Only one?
Isaac, do you care
for
to...
For three consecutive years.
Do you care to answer this? Well, you're wrong.
Okay, I just don't, Brian has the computer, I don't.
But I also don't understand you, what
so
Brian,
easy to bring up stats when you have a computer in front of you.
I guess
you
I'm
were so certain.
But
no, it wasn't? I didn't say 100% sure that he'd never touch the field.
But
dang.
I don't
Florida
get,
State, they're really bad. Damn.
I don't get
hey,
what
I
point
was on
Brian's
State.
Trying to make though. Like,
I mean,
the guy missed a field goal. Dude,
like people, a 20-yard field goal.
But
people
not,
miss field goals all the time.
But they're not that good, Isaac. They lost it.
People
lost
miss extra DC. Points all the time.
Did they win? And that floor is looking pretty good right now.
So, yeah. Is your guys' bet, by the way, pretty much off at this point?
Yeah. That's
yeah. For the quarterback?
It's a broken bet.
Yeah, yeah but Texas Tech versus Baylor, that's still on.
Yeah, see,
that's going to be a nail-biter.
You guys should go to it. Tickets will be cheap.
Next week in Waco.
Where's it at, Waco? Another home loss?
Dang.
Maybe. I like
both teams are 1-3.
Ugh.
It's going to be absolute barn burner.
Then we hand out like, tickets for that one.
It's going to be like the Bears playing the Broncos.
They never handed out tickets. You have to buy like a
oh, yeah, right.
Free download.
That Kansas-Baylor game, they were just giving them away.
That was in Lawrence.
It's still a Baylor game.
I guess Baylor's like number two in the nation.
Giving them away? We didn't pay like $20.
Maybe you guys did. My
for the
bet
people,
never
oh,
went
for the
through.
Talked him down for your tickets.
It never went through. The payment did.
Oh, you mean that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot you went to a Baylor K-State game. I think you said Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I
heard Kansas.
And then he rooted for a kid that was from Lincoln on the scoreboard.
Was Baylor ranked when you guys went?
Yeah.
That was the last time.
Oof.
Well, I mean, they beat Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl by the time of the season they didn't go from.
Man, does Baylor wish they had Jerry Bohannon still?
Yeah, I don't know who Jerry is, but Gary.
Gary.
Jerry, Gary, who cares?
This is a SpongeBob.
Okay.
USF.
Yeah, South Florida.
He's back up now.
Start.
Yeah, he played this week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I watched like, any football.
He didn't start against Bama.
I don't. I told Brian 4 times that I was at the Nebraska game, so I didn't watch the Oregon-Colorado game. He's like, dude, did you see this? I'm like, no. I don't know how many times to tell you. I went to the Nebraska
game. We watched
the first, like, half.
First half of the Colorado game.
I wish I would have watched it.
Fun.
We watched the highlights before you guys got
but
here.
But Dion's keeping receipts, and he better hope they don't see Oregon again.
Did well,
they probably
see,
won't since they're going to a different conference.
They
right,
see
that's
the,
why
did,
he
did,
said
did,
it.
Did you see what the Oregon people said back? Don't worry. Our refund or exchange policy is really good. You'll get another one. Another A kicking is what they said.
What's an A kicking?
You know where you use your.
I thought it was really dumb of the Oregon player to do the Shedeur Sanders thing, but he had no watch on. So
actually, if you actually read the comments, Shedeur's brother was doing pictures and stuff and asked him to do it.
Yeah, so. I did see that, but I still think it was dumb to not have a watch on and do it. Yeah.
Why? But this is a thing now. Well, players are just gonna do this now.
Yeah, it's what
I wish
Nate
I
would have
watched it to see where it got a little bit chippy.
Did it ever get chippy?
Did it? I'm not sure.
I don't think it did. Or he just came out and smacked the shit.
Well, I mean, towards the end, that's why Oregon benched a lot of
Travis
people.
Travis Hunter thing's funny though. He just started playing games.
Yeah.
Well, that was at halftime.
Maybe
he
was streaming on Twitch.
Yeah,
NBA.
Fortnite.
He's playing NBA.
Fortnite. Oh, NBA. NBA.
NBA.
At halftime.
Not even.
Wasn't even watching the game.
Not even like Madden or anything, just NBA. 2K guy.
Yeah.
Now see, he's home.
Yeah.
Who cares?
What are you supposed to do?
I mean, it's just a bad look, though, to your team.
Maybe not.
Who says he doesn't have, like, a TV on with it on and he's streaming?
But he's talking to the people he's streaming with.
So? So what do you do?
He already texted Dion that he wanted to play this week.
Not this happening.
No.
Yeah, Dion said no.
You're going to need him later in the season.
Well, I hope Colorado
wins. We're going to lose without you, so.
I hope Colorado wins every single game going forward.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Yep.
I hope they lose everything.
Well, I hope they win every game.
I don't know how.
Because like Isaac said after they beat Nebraska, we just got to accept that Colorado's good from here on out.
We should have beat them. Mistakes.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a good game with them and USC.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a lot of points.
Arizona State played USC really
good. The over-under is too low.
73?
It should be like 85.
I agree.
I don't know. Unless they come
those
out
teams
Oregon
don't.
Did.
I mean, they did score 70 in the USC Arizona State game, so yes, it could be a very high scoring game.
And both teams don't have a defense.
They got to figure something out on defense. They can't be that bad on defense.
Which one?
USC.
Colorado.
Colorado. No, Colorado.
So well, I mean, Deion said he's 7 or 8 players away from changing college football.
The whole defense.
So, yeah, the first comment was, yeah, all on the defensive side.
No, the offensive line is bad. Line.
Yeah. But like.
Oregon
people,
did it without blitzing.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You give anybody 8 5-star people, like,
yeah.
Games
over.
That's to assume he doesn't lose anybody in the transfer portal, too.
Well, here's the bad thing is you also, it's like they give you, you can't just get, like, 8 ready now players because, like, it takes 2 or 3 years for those players to be good. Well, then you already lost your quarterback, your best wide receiver, your best DB, your second best DB because they're going to graduate by then. By the time those players. Those 8 players you just got in are good.
If things happened the right way for Deion, he wins. He may not win any more games this year. That way, next year when he wins 5 or 6, and his son graduates, then he can go on to the next school and say, "See, look what I did in Colorado."
He'll win 6 this year.
I think they have a good shot to win at least 5.
I think six. I still think 5 or 6.
I guess it depends on how healthy Shaker Sanders is.
But now everybody has that playbook. I mean,
yeah, but
has,
not everybody
has
the players to rush 4 and 6.
Well, Keyshawn's
nobody they play the rest of the year.
I think Oregon was a good matchup for them, like talent-wise.
What's Colorado's schedule?
They play USC, and then they play like Stanford.
Stanford's a win.
Arizona State.
That's probably a win.
And then Arizona.
Arizona's going to be
up there.
High.
It was up there. Go back up.
So you
got
5.
Right there. Yeah.
So you got at least 5 wins.
Arizona State, then
Stanford.
UCLA lost.
I don't know. UCLA played.
Their
Washington
defense played
State
pretty good.
Lost.
Only gave up 7 points.
I mean,
Utah lost.
Offense is not good.
Arizona, that's a push for me.
I see 2 wins on that schedule.
I see 2.
2 wins guaranteed.
Yeah.
2 wins guaranteed.
That's maybe 3 with Arizona.
But again, my whole thing.
I hope they don't
the
beat Arizona.
We don't need that.
Yeah, we do. We need Arizona.
I know. I said we don't need them to beat them.
Yeah.
Like we need
Arizona to cover before then.
But
will they?
I don't know.
Their schedule. Yeah, I think so too.
Will they cover before then? We've already decided Oklahoma State's a loss, so.
Thanks, Nate.
Welcome.
What's Arizona set at?
5.
Thanks, Josh.
Washington, USC, Washington State, Oregon State.
Holy shit. Actually, we may not hit it. What's their thing?
I don't even know what the.
We need one more.
I don't know where the.
We may be sitting on November 25th. Praying.
They're going to win the Arizona State one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to be sitting there.
But.
They could be,
I'm telling you, Arizona could beat Colorado.
They could beat Oregon State.
They got Oregon State at home. They're UCLA at
Who
home.
Could?
They're not going to beat USC on the road or
Arizona.
Washington State.
I think Arizona, State, or Arizona could beat
oh, no.
Oregon State.
Oh, no. They're going to win 2 more games. They're going to beat Colorado. Yeah,
I think they're going to beat Colorado.
Yeah, I'm going to put
that
down.
My whole
did we get it at 4.5 or 5?
I think it's
we got
four.
It at 5.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's no hook.
There's no hook for any of them.
Yeah.
All of them are solid numbers.
Oklahoma State was 5?
6. Arizona's 5?
Yeah, we need 3 wins 6? From them now.
I don't know. I don't know where the tickets are. Someone has the pictures
Brian has
in their
the
phone
tickets.
Somewhere. But.
Right, I'll look for I can do it.
My whole thing with Colorado going into that Arizona game is this: so they're getting so late in the season.
I tried to find the pictures, but I couldn't find it.
I can find it quicker.
And they have no depth. There's no depth. If your starting team does that against freaking Oregon, what's your second string and third string?
They're bad. Their first string has players that were third string and fourth string, so
that's my thing. Like
their
it's
second
just,
string's not good.
I mean, if they start losing, I mean, I don't think they're gonna shut down Sanders, like shut him down for the year. But It depends on where he's at for the Heisman race.
It depends on if he's healthy.
There's no way he's going to win the Heisman.
No way.
No, but if he's in the mix, they're going to be just
throwing more. How many more weeks can he make it healthy?
If he has to do what he's done, even against Nebraska and stuff, where he starts running the ball, it's going to be bad.
Well, he's already taken up 5+ sacks every game this year. So.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
So the best thing they can do is literally move the pocket, so at least he can throw it away and avoid this.
But I don't think they have the talent to move the pocket.
All they have to do is roll him. They can do that.
Just roll out.
Just roll him.
Well, but then you got to worry about him holding on to the ball too long and then taking those hits.
He's getting hit either way.
He's surprisingly not athletic.
I think if he ran more, there would be.
But he's not fast. He doesn't move.
I think nobody just expects him to throw because he runs so little.
I've watched him try to scramble, and he's not fast.
I think he's smart. I think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good pocket passer. He's just.
I just think the reason why he gets those runs is nobody's thinking he's gonna run.
What is he averaging for passes per game? Because
35.
Dylan Edwards on there, your leading rusher only has 157 yards of rushing.
They know
it's
they
crazy.
Can't run the ball, so they just don't run.
Well, at halftime they had -33 yards rushing against Oregon.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sacks.
They had 199 total yards, and 93 of it was on the last drive.
So he's thrown for 169 attempts in four games. Five games?
Four games.
So he's averaging 42 passes a game or attempts a game.
Crazy.
But like his completion percentage is really good. I mean, his average isn't as high as I thought it would be.
I also don't think they take too many deep shots either. They take a lot of short passes, check downs.
Yeah, but that's how many attempts he's made. Does that count the sacks?
No.
No, sacks are down here. He's ran
losing the 30, ball 35
carries. He has not carried it that many times. How many? It should tell you how many sacks so far.
I mean, you just go
to
total.
I have to think. I think he's over 20 sacks.
Well, Nebraska got him 7 times and Oregon got him 7 times.
That's 14.
Yeah. So that's 14 right there.
And I'm sure Colorado State got him a bunch.
Yeah, Colorado State got him 5 or 6 times. And TCU
is he the most
sacked
quarterback?
Too. Oh, for sure. Easily. Yeah. It's probably not even close.
Yeah, he only averaged 4.8 yards per pass.
Just doesn't have enough time. Their offensive line is so atrocious.
Yeah. And that's the problem. So if their offensive line's that bad, how bad is it going to be when they're all tired and beaten down? What's going to happen to those guys that were built up so huge in those first three games when they lose two back-to-back?
Colorado has given up 23 sacks this year.
Yeah.
And they are 129 out of 130.
So on his last two drives, he probably had like 50 yards worth of rushing, and he still finished with -34.
So they're averaging 5.75 sacks giving up a game.
So every rollout they probably counted as a run.
Old Dominion.
Any sack counts.
Old Dominion has 26 sacks given up.
Wow.
But Colorado does have the most yards given up, 207 yards.
Yeah, because he just keeps going back. That's the bad thing.
And Old Dominion only has 146.
That's one thing they're talking about. They need to get him to be able to step up into the pocket. At least if you take a sack, you save 5 yards.
But watch that Oregon game. He couldn't. The center was literally right in front of his face. He steps up. He's running into the back of his center.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're by far the most like yardage-wise sack team.
Gee, many Christmas.
Not even surprised.
That's crazy. Who do the least sack team is in the country?
Air Force.
No, there's three tied for one.
It's not Air Force?
Navy?
Air Force and Navy? Air Force is 8th. Navy is surprisingly tied like 25th.
I think Oregon has 2 sacks.
Oregon has 3.
They allowed 3 sacks this year.
They allowed 3 sacks this year.
Yeah, and it was all to Colorado.
No,
it wasn't. They hadn't allowed a sack all year.
Yeah, they did. They had 2 against Colorado.
Number one is Iowa State. They've only given up 1 sack all year.
Why was there a post about how the Oregon offensive line hasn't allowed a sack all year?
I don't know. Because
tied for number one, Rutgers only allowed 1 sack.
Oh, wow.
But they've given up 1 more yard.
I don't
know
where those future tickets
are. And then the other team tied with 1 sack, Washington.
I can take a picture tonight, Isaac.
Yeah, they talked about the whole game. He's only been sacked 6 times since he's been at Washington.
Yeah, that's great.
They talked about it the whole time. Shedeur Sanders in one game got sacked more than Penix.
What about the Oregon State-Washington State game?
Mm-hmm. That was a good game.
That's
actually
wild.
It was a blowout, and then Oregon State came back.
And scored 21 points in the
four. Freaking...
I still think Oregon State's pretty good.
I looked it up, and
I think Washington State's just super.
Look how good Cam Ward is.
State 6.5 on mine.
So we probably got him at 7.
No, there's no way I would have done 7.
Well, then
The hook wouldn't have went down.
We didn't have any hooks when we put them in.
It wasn't going to be a set.
Brian has the tickets, right?
I have them. So they're in the safe.
You can look him up. Look him up.
I think you didn't send a picture of him.
I thought we did.
Look at that. That dude's 28 for 34, 440 yards passing with an average of
I wish I
would have
watched
yards.
It. What time was that game?
2:30.
Dang. I mean, we missed a lot of these games.
Dude, there was good games at 2:30.
Yeah.
There was good games all day. Uh-huh. It was like the best.
Well, they decided you wanted to get drunk during the before the Texas game, so.
I would have wanted to, too.
We drank 2 pints of Smirnoff Ice.
2 pints?
Yeah,
correct.
They're pints.
That's it? Oh.
They're 8% alcohol in every one.
Pints are like this big. They're like 8 ounces.
What are those called? What are the large chillers?
Those are Smirnoff Ice ones. Pineapple and coconut. It was really good. I just went to the gas station across the stadium and just got 2 cups full of ice. Poured them in there.
I wish I would have watched. Like, I hope every time Brian Ferentz does a post-game press conference, they ask him, so how many points do you need now, Brian?
I love the ones that they just make, like the voiceover ones.
I bet they're just not even, I don't even think they care about the scoring.
So is that accurate, the one you said, Brian?
I think they're just trying to win games the way they want to win games.
I think it's just barely over 24 because they got a lot of cushion from last week.
Yeah, but it wasn't that much. Well, because the one website that I used wasn't using defensive touchdowns.
The Brian Ferentz one?
Yeah. So if you take out his defense touchdowns.
Go to this yet. Yeah, they got shut out, right?
I spell Ferentz.
Yeah, they got
0.
F-E-R.
F-E-R-E-N-T-Z. I mean, he's can't be fired.
Yeah, this one doesn't take into account.
Yeah.
So 85 points scored as of 240 total points remaining. As of, he has to average 28.33 points per game because they're not counting. Oh, wait. No, that's how. Okay, never mind. I'm reading that wrong. So he's averaging 28 points. So he needs 24.
Yep.
So maybe they are.
Man, that's going to be tough.
So let's look at Iowa's schedule. I know we've done this.
Punting is
times.
Winning. That is a sweet, like,
that
patch.
That would be a sweet shirt.
Yeah, there's someone that has it.
Well, I sent you guys that one picture. Nobody responded, but I sent you that
what
one picture.
What one picture? The one of the Oregon Ducks mascot getting his head ripped off?
It was...
Oh. That's not what we want, right? We want
76 yards, offensive yards.
What do you want, Anthony?
Their schedule.
Oh, yeah. I was with you, Nate.
Yeah. Nick laughed.
Which one?
Utah and
Who
was that? 14-7 game for Utah UCLA. That was kind of surprising.
Okay, so
yeah,
what probably...
about 7-0 final Wait, score what? Or 7-7?
Yeah, but what did led the game off of the pick six?
The first play of the game.
Awesome. And when I didn't watch that game either.
I didn't get to watch
that. That was a boring game.
That'd been fun to watch.
Yeah, so they'll win this week against Michigan State. I'm assuming they'll put up some points. So they got chances, Michigan State, Purdue.
Minnesota's bad.
Wisconsin.
Their defense is okay,
yeah, their
though.
Defense is fine.
They gave up 30-something points against 38
Northwestern.
And lost. Okay, so. I mean, they still have a good chance.
Northwestern is kind of turning around a little bit. They're 2 wins.
I know,
season.
I wanted to bet them there 2.5 for the futures.
Ooh. That's so many.
I still don't think.
What do you mean? They got 2?
I know,
I don't know.
I didn't know it was that high, actually. I thought it was like...
You don't think they could beat Nebraska?
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance?
No.
Brian.
Where's it at?
It's at Nebraska.
Nope, not a chance.
Not a chance. Just click on Nebraska. Or Northwestern.
Well, I mean, we already know. It says at Nebraska.
Oh, no, that's Iowa. Go Northwestern schedule.
Yeah, you were not on theirs.
I already know.
Who's
so,
they got?
At Nebraska.
Is that
Howard? They still have Howard.
Howard, they got it. We should have bet it. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. But Maryland, no way. Iowa, no way. Wisconsin, no way. Purdue,
maybe. Illinois, no way.
No way.
They're I don't know how they beat Minnesota. Minnesota didn't even do anything wrong.
They scored more points.
Minnesota didn't even do anything wrong. They just gave the game away, I guess.
They Nebraska'd it.
Worse.
Yeah, happens.
Worse.
What's the box score?
21 points.
Whoa.
How do you lose to Northwest?
They're up 21-0 or 21.
They were up 31-10 and didn't score again.
With how much time left, or is that halftime?
No, it was like I don't know, third quarter maybe?
Do you have a box score for that Northwestern Minnesota?
I'm sure there's one out there.
Why did you get so aggressive?
I didn't get aggressive. Was that aggressive?
Oh, there it is up there. Snarky.
They had a 94.2% chance to win. 97% chance when it was. Well, that was still a 31-24.
Man, if you'd live bet that, that'd be nice.
31-10 was the highest.
But I don't know who's taking that shot live bet Northwestern.
Nobody in their right mind.
Wow. That looks like the Nebraska-Michigan State probability. When we were like 99%, and then it went all the way down to...
So we punted.
Punted it away.
Yeah.
How much time was left in the fourth when they scored? Is that 2 seconds?
No, they went... Oh, yeah, 2 seconds left to send it into overtime.
Oh, they scored... So they...
21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it took them... Because...
Wow, that was...
Yeah, so Minnesota punted, and they could have downed it at like the 2-yard line, but the guy caught the punt in the end zone and instead.
Then, so he lost track where he was?
Yeah, he lost track of where he was, and so they caught it in the end zone. So instead of being at the 2, they were at the 25, and then they scored with 2 seconds left. Yeah.
Minnesota had any sort of running game, they probably would have won that game.
It's very surprising. Well, they had 108 yards at their back. Does that say that? 108 yards?
Yeah, win probability.
Did Nebraska... Yeah, no, he had 198 yards rushing.
Did Nebraska go up at all?
Hey, the Minnesota running back had 198 defense. Yards.
That's pretty good. And
their quarterback was 14 for 19. So
go to the team stats. Where did they lose this game?
I think it just gave it away.
Well, box score's good.
No, team score.
Like they didn't even do anything wrong. They didn't throw it away.
They couldn't convert.
No interceptions.
Downs. They couldn't convert third down.
So only five penalties.
Northwestern had a turnover and more penalties and still won the game.
Yep. They just couldn't convert on third down.
Yeah, I think they just gave it away. I think they just lost it.
In fact, they were 1-for-1 on
Northwestern
downs.
Just turned up.
Time possession.
They averaged 6 yards a carry, but were 3-for-13 on third downs. How does that make sense?
Big runs.
Why would you not? Yeah, but like, why would you run on second down then?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not Tony coaching this game.
What?
The coach, PJ Phelps, looks like you, or you look like him.
Oh.
Actually, well, who looks like who? Who's older?
PJ Flex older.
You think so?
He's like Scott Frost age, like 40.
Tony was older. Tony, how old are you?
38?
37.
Might be close.
No.
42. Oh.
Yeah, I thought
that's pretty close. That's
close.
Closer than I thought.
You know who he actually looks like in this picture?
Who?
What's the guy from
Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
No, he does not look like the guy anymore.
He used to look like that,
but now he doesn't. His new face reconstruction makes him look way different.
Yeah. Who are you trying to think? Now I'm trying to think of
the guy I watch on YouTube. What's his name?
Not Robinson.
No.
Okay.
He's got a sports thing.
Josh Pate,
kind of.
He's got a sports thing.
He's got a sports,
sports ball show.
I like Josh Pate.
Josh Pate is...
Can't remember.
You don't like Josh Pate?
I think that's his
new face.
No, I
love
face.
Josh Pate.
Oh, Josh Pate's awesome.
PJ Fleck's old face looks like the guy from Hot Tub Time Machine.
I kind of think that good he movie, reads, though. You know, everything.
Hot Tub Time Machine is a good movie.
All right. What other games?
It's all right. Baylor, Texas.
I didn't even watch that game. That was a blowout from the start.
Yeah, when it was...
What a terrible game to bet on.
It ended up a lot closer.
You bet on it?
It was his super dog.
Yeah, dumb.
I mean, Baylor played terrible. Texas didn't look that great.
Still won.
It was 7-3 after the first quarter. I had hope.
This is also
Baylor just couldn't score in the red zone, man.
Baylor just couldn't do anything. Looks like.
Our defense is good.
I'd love to see a matchup of Nebraska versus Baylor.
Well, bowl game. They can get there.
We won't get to a bowl game, man.
I feel you.
We were walking out of the stadium, and this one lady just turns to her husband, and she's like, "So, how many games do you need to win to make a bowl game?"
Did her husband just go, "Don't worry about it, sweetie"?
He's like, "Yeah, I'm the fool."
You won't have to worry about it. Does Dave Aranda get fired after this year?
No.
Does he have to make changes?
I think Jeff Grahams will go.
I think he'll be on the
Grahams
hot seat.
Grahams or
Grahams? I think he'll be on the hot seat.
Okay. But
Grahams. He definitely did say Grahams.
He did.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
You did.
The like Golden Grahams.
Yeah. Dude, what's Washington's over under on their next game?
I, one of the most best.
That's mine.
Because I would take the over. They've been over on every
Washington's
single one.
An absolute wagon.
Is Golden Grahams a top three cereal?
But what happened in the second half? Did they just take their foot off the gas?
They took their foot off the gas and still smacked them by 27 points. Yes.
Smacked them.
Dude, look at that. Unreal. Look at that first and second quarter.
45 to...
Is that 12? 12.
My...
Touchdowns.
We haven't thrown a touchdown to a receiver all year.
That's funny that you say that. Iowa receivers have 14 receptions on the year. You know what team has more than them? Army. Army's receivers have
you would
reception.
Figure to score points you're gonna have to throw the ball.
Is Washington one of your favorite teams to make the college football playoff this year?
Yes. Yeah. Their offense is unreal.
I heard a good comparison, and they said it reminds them of LSU with Joe Burrow.
They look
I don't think they have that talent.
What's
their schedule? Like, they haven't played anybody.
They got a hard schedule.
I also did find out they haven't beat a team that's beat a Power 5 team.
They're doing
what they should be doing.
They're absolutely doing
like
what
they're without their second best or third best receiver in this game. And
third.
Still, they have literally haven't struggled.
Penix is probably, what, number two in the Heisman race?
Yeah.
Is he two? Who's one?
Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Caleb Williams is having a monster season right now.
I don't know what the over-under for the Oregon-Washington game is, but I'm sniping that. 2 weeks? Oh.
Arizona.
Does USC
what is the over-under, Brian?
Yeah, USC.
For what?
Just click on the Arizona over.
I'm already taking it.
I know. I just want to see what it is.
68.5.
Oh, way over.
I'm taking the over.
That's it?
Oh, Oregon State.
There's a lot of red flags, though, because they don't know if... quarterback for Arizona is going to play.
Who cares? Washington might score that many themselves.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was saying.
God, it could be like...
What is their average score?
56, 40.
They scored 56.
Tony, that could be your over.
Holy crap.
Could be your BRP.
No, that's not
that's Brian's. Brian's already. Dang,
I told you that earlier, Nate.
I was going to take Washington minus 18.
Double down on it.
So
it doesn't pay you any extra money.
Can we take Washington minus 18?
Can we all just bet... I'll take Washington money line. You take the spread, and you take.
I don't think
you take
that.
The overs.
Who has Washington minus 18?
No, yeah, I don't. I have over 68.5.
67.5.
Tony can take the overs.
I'll take that even better.
On the way here, it was 67.5.
Tony can take the overs in the first half, though.
So that's one of the
take it.
That's one of the three games I picked.
Spread in the first half. Yeah. The overs the first half. We should just all bet on Washington
each quarter.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Duke minus 6 for mine.
Are we going into these?
I don't have a chance to look.
Huh?
You guys
should be plus 6.
A lot of chance.
No,
Notre Dame's favored.
Yeah, so Duke plus 6.
Well, thank you.
I said I want Notre Dame minus 6.
Oh, I think you said I want Duke.
Yeah,
no,
you
I guess.
Duke plus
I, six. No, I want Notre Dame minus 6.
You said Duke.
Okay, well, I just scratched
myself. Is that your BRP parlay?
Yes.
Okay, we're in it.
Duke minus, or sorry, Notre Dame minus 6.
You got mine. Washington.
ND minus 6.
Arizona
over. And they're going to smash.
Wash
Duke.
Over.
They're going to have to. That way they can get back in the college football discussion.
Yep. And you know this is Duke's first time in program history to open up a season scoring 20 plus points in four
Good
straight games?
For them.
Nate, you got a pick or anything?
Yeah, I got Syracuse plus 6.
Versus who?
Clemson. At home.
Oof.
I got my super dog too if you want that.
Well,
Syracuse looks good. Syracuse looks good.
Syracuse is undefeated.
There's 26 undefeated.
What?
There's 26 undefeated teams
Notre
left.
Dame minus 6.
College football.
How do we feel about Arkansas's offense?
Pretty good.
Did they do good last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost by 3 to LSU. They scored.
Oh, man, I kind of want to take Arkansas.
Kind of blew that game, actually. They should have beat LSU.
Arkansas Texas A&M over sounds tasty.
What is it?
50.
Yes. Yes.
Hold on.
What about
55.5?
Anything
yep.
in the 50s, I would take for that game.
I'm taking that. Texas A&M.
Why is Tennessee 12.5 point favorites over South Carolina?
Who?
That's my super.
That's
dog.
My super dog.
Damn, that's my super dog. I call Clay first.
Oh, he
dipped
it.
Yep, dipped it.
I told you earlier, Nate.
I know.
But I dipped it.
You guys rock paper scissors. Wheel it.
We'll wheel it, Brian. I literally told Nate that earlier today.
Yeah. My super dog.
No, we're waiting for Tony's BRP parlay.
Tony's Tony, just pick one. We'll tell you if it's a bad one.
All right, Brian, I have one for you. Isaac on here for some reason, so I'll be Isaac, you be you. First to seven?
Yeah. First to seven?
First to seven.
Oh, because it takes so long. Jeez. Brian, 1-0.
Yeah. Let's just do one.
Let's just do one. Tied up, 1-1.
I mean, that's convenient.
It's right here. They can see it.
You can see it. He's doing something in the back of his phone. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian's up 2-1.
Yeah.
If I was cheating, I'd just make
this. This is two best of three. What is it? Who's winning?
Nope.
Oh.
Best of five. Here we go.
Nope. 3-1 Brian.
Yeah, best of five. Isn't that what we normally do?
Is it good or bad to take Baylor another week in a row?
Yeah.
Alright, Brian, you got it. I gotta find a new one.
Yeah.
I would say you can take them against the Texas Tech because Blake Shane.
They're playing UCF though.
I really wanted those.
Well, that's funny that me and you had both the same picks.
What was your super dog?
Didn't you have my super dog? South Carolina over Tennessee.
Mine is.
What's mine?
Mine is.
I'll just move to super dog while Tony's figuring his out.
Do you know mine?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you want mine?
Does anybody want to plug these in so that we get?
Brian,
my phone's dead.
It's minus. I'm busy. It's minus 9.5.
Okay,
don't you dare look at me.
What about Houston covering the 10?
Over
Texas Tech.
For your Super Dog?
No.
Well, that'd be a better Super Dog.
That'd be a better Super Dog.
I would take that for
Houston?
Yeah. Houston Super Dog.
Okay,
so if these lines do go under 9.5, we're still going to take them?
Yeah.
Because we did lock them. We're trying to do it. I mean, really, if we did it, Nate should just go over and do it when he goes home, but.
Is Toledo that much better? I feel like Northern Illinois can cover.
Okay, I got mine. All
right, what is it?
I got UCF over Baylor. 11.5. Minus. Shit.
Baylor's the underdog.
Baylor's the underdog.
Baylor be better.
Do you know how to read the lines?
I'm with you.
Yes, I know how to read the lines.
You did money line Houston at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
Okay. I have that one.
Mine was
damn, that's a good one.
Louisiana,
South Carolina.
What time's that?
Nice.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, Mark, mine's West Virginia over TCU.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't like that.
It's a super dog.
I know. I'm just saying.
Which one does it?
You said you like it. I said I don't like it.
West Virginia over TCU.
Just saying.
Are you doing super dogs right now?
Yeah.
South Carolina one?
Yeah, I got
yours. What's your super dog, Isaac?
Yeah, South Carolina's already been picked. I don't have one. I kind of want Louisiana over Minnesota, honestly.
I don't hate it.
Do you have a BRP parlay pick yet?
No, that's what I'm looking at.
All right.
Okay, South Carolina got that one.
Do I like Michigan State over Iowa?
Virginia? Andy, you want me to help you here?
So yeah. I have three, so we need two more.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still looking for mine. What about Nebraska?
What about the unders on the Michigan State-Iowa game at 36?
We can't bet Nebraska.
Why?
Don't
know.
Because what if Iowa decides to run up the score if they can?
I looked at that too.
Sure.
Dang it.
Anthony, what about... we don't want to bet our teams.
No, I don't like betting our teams. Because I feel bad if I bet and like... I bet against Baylor and Baylor loses.
Does this seem like...
Well, what if you did spread?
What about Auburn over Georgia? This seems like a Hugh Freeze game.
What?
We just don't have the
horses. Ole Miss game?
No. Auburn over
Georgia.
Oh, Anthony, I got a good one for you.
Take Auburn, Georgia first half.
What about this one for Tony?
Huh?
Hey, what about this one for Tony? What? Alabama plus 14.5 over Mississippi State.
Well, they're minus 14.5.
Or, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, taking Alabama or
yeah,
taking Mississippi State?
I don't like that because Mississippi State is terrible. If they would have
They get minus 14.5.
Yeah,
sorry.
But Alabama's also not good.
For money?
No, for
our BRP.
Just take the spread?
You know,
I don't know if I just like that.
I don't like Mississippi
State. What about USC Colorado overs?
We're not taking Mississippi State. We're taking Alabama 14.5.
I just don't like Mississippi State. Oh, you're taking plus
we're taking, 14. Yeah, they're going to beat them by 20.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Brian.
I just don't think this is true.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
How about Arizona?
Wait, what's the spread? It's 73.5, isn't it? USC, Colorado?
It's over under.
I don't see it happening.
73.
No, what did I say? I said spread. Did I say spread?
I'm gonna take.
Oh my bad.
I'm gonna take Arizona.
I would take
Arizona State over Cal. Like
ooh, Arizona State's on their backup quarterback.
Yeah, but he played good last week versus USC.
USC had like four fumbles.
I guess that's a late game. I'm gonna go
there. That means
that's
a 2 p.m.
game.
What the heck? What the heck?
There's two of them are on punts.
There is.
What's the Louisville NC State?
It's a Friday night game. Don't bet it.
Which one?
What?
Yeah.
The NC State game?
It's Friday night.
We're waiting on Isaac.
Tony beat Isaac?
Yep. Jeez.
That's because it was his BRP.
Wait, Isaac,
pick.
Do your.
He still doesn't even have his BRP.
Do your homework,
pick.
Isaac.
Do you're the one that says be prepared.
I'm taking Louisiana over Minnesota.
Hey, what time is that game?
What is this? What are you watching?
Did he get hit in the nuts?
Yes. This happened against Arizona State. Watch Caleb Williams. Don't snap it.
Oh, he just snapped it.
That's awesome.
Oh, he got hit right in the good.
That was during the Texas and Alabama game, wasn't it?
He's mad.
Dude, that's like...
But look at the score as well.
Oh, he's smiling. He's laughing.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things where you get hit and it's the shock.
$5.
How direct, though? Was it a direct shot?
Direct shot.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No,
that was
the
end of the football.
Nah. It's the tip.
I don't think it's that good.
It's the tip of the football.
That's
$10,255.
Well, that works for me.
Don't go to San Arbor, boys.
All right, or Tony, still need yours.
Oh, for the BRP.
Let me screenshot this, and then I'll put the other ones in. So read me the other ones.
I am going to go bet, though. Brian, when can we do that?
Wait, Oregon State's a 3-point favorite? That's a Friday night game, too.
For the BRP parlay, we have Notre Dame minus.
Because we have that wedding on Friday.
Jeez.
Okay.
You guys don't like Utah over Oregon State?
Maybe we'll have to go on Wednesday?
I don't like anybody.
Is that too early?
That's what I'm saying. Oregon's 3-point favorite. Oregon State's 3-point favorite.
Okay.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I just got to be done before 7:45 because of...
All right, Isaac, will you read me the time?
Before what time?
7:45.
Shit, I don't have to do that.
Yeah, sorry. Well, here, I got Syracuse right here, so...
Okay.
You're
if not, we could probably do it after the wedding.
Plus six. I see
Syracuse plus 6.5.
Who's in Jarvis there? Yeah.
All right, then, well, okay, I need the other
one. We have Notre Dame at 6:30 p.m., so I wouldn't go to that one right now.
Florida over Kentucky.
Well, it's easy. I can just scroll.
It's 2.5 points.
Find it quick.
Florida over Kentucky?
Yeah.
So, Nick, you're taking Notre Dame points.
That's terrible.
Got it. All right, what's the other one? I got Notre Dame.
Washington, Arizona over 67.5.
What time is that?
It's 9 p.m.
Okay. Do you have Arizona?
I have... No. Oh, yeah, Arizona. Sorry. Washington, Arizona over.
Overs.
67.5.
Yep, okay, got it.
And then we have Florida... Plus 2.5?
Yeah.
Plus 2.5?
Like 2:30 game.
Yeah.
11 a.m. actually.
Yikes.
And so is the last one too. So.
Florida. All right, here. You're taking Florida.
Plus 2.5.
Plus 3 is on Florida.
Oh, it's plus 3?
Okay, and then what's the other one? 11 a.m.?
Texas A&M, Arkansas over 55.
I got Florida over Kentucky, Brian.
Over 56.
We'll take it. Still low.
$5 pays us $122.
Not a lot.
That's it?
No, Tony did plus 3.
Yeah.
Our BRP parlay is always around $120, $125.
That's only $24. Jeez, that one's low.
Sorry, it's a shock when I go from $10,244 to $122.
We just win, though. We haven't even touched this.
We got to
come close twice.
Why don't we just take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and bet them money lines and try to win something?
Yeah. There's no fun in that.
I'm being sarcastic.
Just to see one go through?
Hey, all our teams won last
week. Just to see one go through the net, you know?
We didn't talk about that.
What?
All our teams did win last weekend.
Two weekends ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah,
we played really bad teams.
We got really close this week, but we're kind of screwed.
If you
would have
bet
$5
on that, you probably would have won like $4.
Because you're
two of our teams are playing against each other.
Yeah.
What about this week? You think all of our teams can win this week?
Mine will.
Nebraska.
Not high probability here.
It'd be like $5 to win a lot of money because Nebraska is
minus 18.
Who's Texas play?
Kansas.
Ooh, that might be close.
And Texas is minus 17.
What?
That's a lot.
What? I should have taken Kansas minus plus 17.
We don't bet our team. Oh, I guess
he did last week, and he lost.
He lost.
I'm back for more.
You lost, but you suck.
Jeez, dude.
Why you gotta come at him like
this? Yeah, seriously, he's my super dog. You haven't won a super dog either.
Yeah,
I've been out this game a little bit. So.
Yeah, super dog, yeah.
All right, I'll do my own super dog
parlay this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Do it. Wow, you
have to do
your own.
I'm doing minus 9.5. I'm doing all spreads.
So,
could you?
Are we going off these spreads still? Because that Oregon State Utah game's like 3 now.
Yep. Whoa! I didn't take that.
We go based off the ones I sent out.
Oh, of course.
It's been the rule.
Nebraska, the Nebraska Michigan game's down to 18.
This thing won't.
We're
even
catching ground.
It's 2:30.
Nebraska.
Yeah, that's true.
They just took it off. It's not even.
Well, it's Nebraska.
All right. Is our parlays all locked in? Both of them?
Yeah.
Well, not.
Can you say them? Can you repeat them all?
No.
Yeah, I can. Here we go.
Nate has the parlay. Isaac has which one?
By the way, for all those viewers out there and listeners, if you have a gambling problem,
go your super dog.
1-800 bets off.
Super dog. Biz money line Houston at Texas Tech. Houston.
Love that one.
That's plus 280.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Plus
280 by myself.
Love that one.
The second one, South Carolina at Tennessee. South Carolina.
I like that one.
I don't hate that one. I hate it.
You don't hate it because it's yours?
I don't hate it. I think it's a good one to pick. I like the Houston one better.
West Virginia at TCU.
Hate that one.
West Virginia's plus 380.
Hate that one.
Guys, what? Houston's there's not three, good.
Who? Is that yours?
Yeah.
You just hate TCU.
Oh, I didn't even know they were playing TCU.
Yeah. So why'd you pick it?
I just picked that's even better for me. Yeah. Arizona State at California, plus 400. Arizona State.
Don't like that one.
Who's that one?
Mine.
Knicks.
Who are they playing?
Cal.
Oh, I hate Cal, so I didn't even know that.
No reason to hate Cal. I mean, they did beat Texas.
It's okay. No, Texas beat them in the Holiday Bowl.
Are you sure? I thought Cal beat them at home.
Yeah, with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Was that... Okay, that was before the Holiday Bowl.
That's why I hate Cal.
That's why I hate Cal, Nate. Good job. And what's our BRP parlay?
I only got one more.
Oh, yeah, my pick. The one that'll hit.
That's buzzers now for this pick.
Hopefully not.
Louisiana at Minnesota. Plus
400. Hate that one.
All right, Louisiana has to be better than Northwestern.
Honestly,
it's probably not a good pick.
Much.
This is a get back game for Minnesota.
Pumpkin bar.
Probably win.
Brian did it way long ago.
Snatched it.
Dude, Brian, I had two of those. You must have ate six.
No, there wasn't that.
There was at least a half.
There was eight of them there.
There was only
seven.
One on the plate when I got here.
There was
I
only
saw
one.
Brian snatched
then
it.
Then Brian ate at least five. No, dude. He ate at least five.
All right, what's the BRP?
Brian has a sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah, dude. He comes in. There's no Halloween candy.
I buy candy for just Brian when he comes over.
Syracuse, plus 6.5, Clemson.
I do not like that.
Who's that one?
Minus 110.
Nope, hate that.
What is it? Hold on. Just read it again.
Syracuse, plus 6.5. Clemson at Syracuse.
Which is closer to the touchdown?
What?
I don't like it, but that's true, man. I'm roll with it.
Well, here's
you
another week.
Is closer to a touchdown?
Wish it was.
That is close to a
7.5 would be all right. All right, Nate, go ahead. I love it. Love it, Nate.
All right, but
love
whatever.
It.
Take the money line then.
Yeah.
I can't.
No.
You
can take.
Jeez. Brian, no!
No!
Michael Scott.
Brian, are you placing these bets?
Jeez.
Brian's like... And Nate takes.
It would suck. Nope. It would suck if that's someone that he hit and Thompson won by a field goal, because then we would have hit.
That would be terrible.
Oh, Notre Dame at Duke. I don't like this one at all.
I don't either.
Notre Dame 5.5, 110.
I think well, Duke's good.
Oh, it's minus 5.5 now? It's better.
Don't like that.
How's that good?
Yes, how's that good?
Because he was going to take it at 6.
Yeah. 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 Duke. Yeah, as if you know how lines you know how lines work.
Oh God! You know what's gonna happen?
What time is that game?
Right?
What?
Duke's gonna be. Oh God!
Probably 11 or 2.
Brian, Notre Dame's gonna win by 6. I already know what's gonna happen.
Go down, Brian. What time?
That's
is it?
A winner.
That's a winner for us.
Oh,
Brian.
I meant
what time
Duke's
is
gonna lose by 5?
What time is the Duke Notre Dame game?
Do you know how lines work, Isaac? Do you know how they work?
No, no, no. You're in the right week.
Oh yeah. Come on.
Go down. Okay, that works too.
Stop.
Oh, it's a 6:30 game.
Oh, well, Duke probably wearing their all blacks.
Well, don't worry. The game, dude, the parlay will be over way before then. We have like, we have three. Yeah, Brian has the last pick.
I have 11.
Wait, when's my game?
I have 11.
Mine's 11.
Mine's 11.
You know what? I'm gonna adopt this for next week. I'm gonna pick the latest game every time.
That's why.
So you can't blame me for the losers.
Why don't we just do another bet that's blind refs after dark?
No.
That would be cool.
Or how about you just place your own bets like that?
Okay.
9:30 games. How many 9:30?
That would be so fun.
There's already two.
Brian,
nine
that, Nate.
Thanks, man.
I can't
stay
how many games you got?
You don't
after?
Have to. You wake up a winner.
What? All right. So should we do like 7 or later?
9? No. It's got to be like the 8 or 9 o'clock.
Let me finish
games.
These.
Not, there's not very many. There's 3 games.
Hey, let me finish these ones.
Top 25 or all?
All.
Oh.
Then we bet them.
All 3.
Yeah. Alabama, Mississippi State,
each.
Washington, Arizona. What's the other one?
Nevada, Fresno State.
Nevada, Fresno State.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, dude. Totally.
100 each?
Totally, dude.
We have over 67.5 Washington at Arizona.
What are we doing right now? Are these the... Okay. What are you doing?
No, these are blind ref.
What's your confidence level in that pick, Brian? Because if we're down 4 wins to that one...
Which one's Brent?
Oh, I'm
what's
so
Brent?
Confident.
This one.
Oh, the Washington.
Washington at Arizona.
Dude, they scored almost 50 points a game by themselves.
I kind of want to change my pick.
It's locked.
No, it's not locked.
I
who do you like?
Arkansas, Texas A&M over 55.
Yeah, I don't
love that one. I love that one.
I don't love that
I
one.
I do.
Either. At 11 a.m., though?
I don't hate it.
Isaac, I'm not mad if you want to change that.
What is it, A&M?
No, I know you're not. No, do you want Nate to change his?
A&M only scored 27 last week. Arkansas scored 31. That would get over.
BYU scored 11 points against
Arkansas. But how many points did Texas A&M give up?
10.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but they gave up
a
lot to Miami.
Why didn't anybody pick USC at Colorado overs?
That's the one I was kind of thinking about.
74.
Because I don't think it's going to go over.
Texas A&M gave 48 points to Miami. KJ Jefferson's a way better quarterback than Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah, maybe.
That game's going to go over.
Yeah,
UAB
that game.
It's going to be like a 45-35.
I honestly just see UAB causing problems.
All right, 55. Oh, wait, Nate, you got a 56. So I just need...
What?
28?
A&M and them are 56.
A&M and Arkansas.
No hook?
So no, just
points.
56.
No hook.
That's so many points.
That's a lot of points.
You loved it at 55.5, but you'd say so many points at 56?
You've
so
been
half
kicked in the nuts by the hook before.
Half a point. You would have to hit 56 to get this one. Well, then there should be no reason Isaac doesn't take
good
this
news
one.
Is
huh?
I can...
Yeah, should be no reason.
Which one are you looking for? Your parlay? What about Coastal Carolina again?
No.
You play Georgia Southern.
You didn't become. You didn't become close to that.
Isaac, there are a few Thursday games if you're thinking.
I don't know. I don't really like those ones this week.
Parlay.
Huh?
Yeah,
three games.
Do what?
Do a Thursday parlay.
That's stupid. No.
Why not do a Thursday Friday parlay? That's a much better idea.
I don't like that. Stupid.
You can tell when Nate gets his stuff shot down. He gets
I'm
going to
sit with Texas A&M in Arkansas.
Yeah, Nate, Texas A&M Arkansas 56.
Locked in.
Okay, good. I didn't have to change anything.
28-28 going into OT. That's what we need. That's what we're looking for.
It's not going to go in overtime.
Why?
I think he needs like double, triple overtime just to get...
Who cares? If it hits, it hits.
It's going to be 25-25
at 25-25.
Damn, that would be better.
Nobody scored the whole thing.
That would be worse.
We're going into overtime.
That would be so bad.
No, it's 25-25 at half.
23-23.
We're a game-winning field goal to end at 53.
I would drive to the to casino.
23-22 at half, and then that's how the game finishes.
That would be our luck.
Your luck. I want the
kid. Nah, I mean, someone else's game would lose just like last week. So.
All right. Speaking of how to feel, let's get the picks.
What?
I said anything about I did.
Literally, nobody is undefeated in picks.
I am.
How many games did I win last week?
No, not these picks,
Nick. You went 3-5.
See, this is what I told Brian, though. I was more than happy to lose some of those games, though.
Yeah, I didn't see a post about that.
A post about what?
The picks.
Did I not put them up?
I didn't see anything.
I did have them right here.
Must have been
I'm not on
burner
Facebook
account.
Anymore.
Nobody
except for right now.
I thought I had them up there.
Son of a bitch.
Well, Brian, we can't see it.
What Danny said?
Did she say Baylor money line? That's a good pick.
1-800 bets off. We do talk about gambling. We should almost just change this to a.
We should have separate shows.
No, because we're not good at it.
that's what makes it fun. I mean, we've done pretty well with our yearly bets. We won 3 out of 4 last year.
That's all we.
I guess I don't have this update. I did do one last night. I don't know what it said.
3 out of 4 is pretty good.
The standings didn't change, if that's what you guys were wondering.
Did we ever tell Isaac about our gambling game for Vegas next time we go?
No.
That's gonna be fun.
I don't know if
Tony can handle Sassy Isaac.
Oh, I don't know
Tony can handle Sassy Isaac.
I don't think any of you can handle Vegas.
What?
We're not worried about Vegas, we're worried about Sassy Isaac.
What do you
did
mean
you
I
not
can't
just
handle
see the
Isaac?
The pictures we showed you of Tony passed out.
That was
in
you
Vegas.
Guys 8 years ago.
No, it was four years ago.
Four.
It was when I got married.
Isaac.
I was already an old man.
Sassy Isaac's funny.
Well, he can be.
I would rather be Sassy Isaac than pee my pants in line 8.
That's a fact.
That was a choice.
The funny thing.
Choice I would ever make.
Isaac's funny sometimes when he's sassy, and sometimes he's just like. A dick. Like golf. Remember when he kept saying that I kept changing the scores?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, though. Nate was agreeing with me about that.
It wasn't. He didn't change scores.
But
like, I just beat you guys. Just take
no,
it.
No, that was when Brian was changing the scores, I said.
I never
yeah,
won.
He,
I never even.
Last game. It was when we went doubles or something.
Yeah, when we went to Waco.
I've never kept track of scores.
It's
not
always
one time.
Been me.
Oh, interesting. For oh, one, the one time you do.
I never
ooh,
have.
The one time.
I always do.
I don't know.
It always just falls onto me.
I don't know. Brian had the scorecard in his hand and a pencil, and he was -6, and then someone
I think
like, Nick was like whispering in his
Brian's
ear.
Never -6. Get out of here.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Sassy Isaac is like 80% dick.
No, that's too
no,
much.
No.
He
no,
is not
no.
80%.
It's 50-50.
It's
you don't know
definitely
which one 50-50. You're going to get. You don't know which one you're
going
to get.
It is fine.
I like
he's
that,
like, oh,
though.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what he does. He always does that.
You know the great thing about Vegas is I would just lose Isaac then, and we'd find him later in the day.
We would lose you. We would lose Tony.
Brian, I've been to Vegas a dozen times, and I've only been lost once. And that was at your bachelor party.
Technically,
and I wasn't
lost.
I was right outside the door. Yeah. Somebody would have found me.
Ben found you.
No, I did.
Brian
found him on
me.
The second floor, which we never went in that door.
But
yeah.
He was still at the right door.
Yeah.
He was.
I found my way home.
You and I went through that second door.
You said our one of our three.
We never did.
What's the place we went to and had a press conference?
We went all the way up to the top floor.
Is that what that?
But
that
no,
hotel was?
He was.
I was on the second floor.
Remember,
of the
our
hotel
suite
room.
Had an entrance from the top into the bottom. He laid passed out by the door at the
oh,
top, and
top.
We always
never
went
left
the
top. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why he passed out by the couch upstairs.
What's the press conference one where we went? And you had a press conference. And you're,
oh, yeah.
That was at your.
Yeah, no. That was at the.
It had to have been Vegas.
That, yeah, we went up top.
That
and
was
there's beers and stuff in there.
There's
yeah.
A conference room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was having a press conference.
Yeah.
That was Vegas. That was
yeah.
The same hotel.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that the first night?
Yeah.
Jesus. I was mixed up here.
Yeah.
My brain hurts.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, the moral of the story, Isaac won't be able to handle Vegas with us.
Right. Some guys aren't made for Vegas.
I would love to go gamble, like a sports gamble in Vegas, like for college football weekend. With all of us, that'd be fun.
It would have to be a good weekend. I couldn't do like the first weekend.
No, I mean like week two this year, week four this year, week four and five actually would be good.
Yeah.
Go back on the screen so we can see comments.
There are no comments.
Danny, you want to comment so we can comment?
I think they need to come up with a fun question.
Danny, we'll come up with a fun question of, like, would you rather?
How about this? How about, Danny, come up with a fun date that the guys can go to Vegas?
Yeah. Just pick one.
Game number one.
You guys have to
December 31st. Switch back
to playoff games and bowl games.
And New Year's Eve in Vegas. Just no saying. Problem.
Well, December 1st, I'm out.
Deal?
Still not sign me up?
Just saying.
All right, first game. Like we're going to go through picks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Then we can talk about stuff after. Let's just roll through these.
We're already at an hour and 5 minutes.
Number one, 11 a.m. kick, ESPN. Number 22, Kentucky at... Or no, sorry. Number 22, Florida at Kentucky. Kentucky's a 3-point favorite.
This is Tony's pick.
46 is the over-under.
Yep.
Let's start with Brian here.
One of them.
Can't lose.
Can't lose.
Tell Dan, pick whatever she wants. Whatever question.
Whatever would you rather that you want.
So I got Nate for Kentucky.
Anything you want.
Alright, so...
doesn't it?
Kentucky looked... What was the spread?
Three.
Kentucky.
Three.
Yeah.
Kentucky's so, the favorite. This is the biggest pick ever.
Kentucky, they looked good coming out of the gate against
Did Vanderbilt regress?
We almost took Vandy.
Yeah, it's not looking good for them.
I mean, they had two pick sixes. It's never good.
They ain't looking good for Vandy.
And Florida obviously has a better win in Tennessee in the conference than Vanderbilt, so I'm going to take Florida with the points.
That's a good pick.
Isaac.
Man. Tony, for the sacrifice of our parlay, I will go the opposite of it. I'm going to take Kentucky. They're 3-1 against the spread this year. Florida has been able to run the ball. But I'm going to take Kentucky -3.
Tony.
Just so I'm a win-win situation here. No, I'm going to take Florida.
Cool.
I got assuming you're Kentucky.
I'm Kentucky.
Yeah.
I got Kentucky.
If Tony wouldn't have taken Florida,
would you rather see Texas succeed in the SEC or fail their first year?
Oof. Nick, you want to answer that one first?
Oh, definitely fail, you know. No, of course I don't want them to do well.
Man, she took a shot at Nick there, right?
Yeah.
No, like, I was thinking more of like a general question.
Yeah, like not a college football question.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite cereal? What's the top three cereal? What's the top three? Whatever. We'll answer it after.
Like, marry, kiss, and kill.
No.
I don't want to do that. I might get...
Alright, I got Florida.
They're getting divorced, Mom.
Florida's just the better team.
Nice.
Game number two.
Nice, cool. Sweet.
Surprise, surprise. 11 a.m. Fox. Big new kickoff is there again. Number eight, USC at Colorado. -23 for USC. 73.5 is over. So when we did this, we'll start with Isaac.
Start with Isaac?
Yeah.
I am gonna take... Oh, man. 23 is a lot of points. I'm gonna take Colorado to cover 23.
Ooh. Tony.
Set in.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Colorado covering the 23, too. As
Nate.
Well.
USC.
23.5 is a lot. I think they're gonna keep up a little bit with USC. I'm taking Colorado with the points.
So I'm gonna be a one-on-one here.
Yeah, so really, USC gives up a lot of rushing yards and a lot of passing yards as well. Colorado has got to find a rushing game, like at some point, to take a little pressure off. So I'm going to take the 23.
I honestly don't think they want to.
But they have to. Otherwise, people can just pin their ear backs and go.
Right. I know.
You have to. Or at least run screens, everybody like running back
they
screens.
They do run short.
Everybody's Colorado but Nate.
Yeah.
Thanks for the win.
You're welcome.
23.5 is a lot.
Yeah. USC couldn't even cover that against Arizona State. Arizona State was playing all of their backups.
They will be up for this game, I think, more than that one.
It's a 10 a.m.
I don't think they're going to be as big up for this game as they would have been if Oregon would have lost.
If Oregon would have lost, this game would have been nuts.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because Colorado would be bumping on the top 10.
And it's at home. Oregon had them at home.
I do love that they had one loss and they just bumped out of the rankings like they should have. That does tell you that they ranked them way before they should have.
Oh, way before they should have.
Yep. Game number three, number 24, Kansas at 3 Texas, Texas 17.5. Points favorites. 62 is over under, 230 on ABC. Tony.
Yeah, normally I'd say this a lot, but I don't think Kansas is very good this year. I don't care if they're 4-0. So I'm going to take Texas.
Mate.
My national champion.
I'm going Kansas.
Miss on taking Kansas this year.
Yeah, we did. We should. We flipped them. Kansas
4-0.
Wasn't
it 6.5?
17. Yeah. We could have hit that too. Kansas has a pretty good offense, pretty good defense too. I'm going to take Kansas to cover the 17.5.
Smart.
Maybe it's a 10, probably going to be a 10 point win for Texas, but.
That's all they need.
Yeah.
Just win.
Whoa,
an
hour ago, we have a follow.
Brian, who do you have here?
Yeah, so they're actually very, very comparable teams. So total yards, Kansas 463, Texas 432, passing yards 245 to 277, rushing 217 to 155. Yards allowed, Kansas 296, Texas 298.
They're very close here. Yep. Defensively, Kansas is actually a pretty good
passing
team.
203, Texas 211, rushing 93, 87. So really, really comparable. So I think I just don't think Texas can get 17 more. You know, so I'm going to take the 17 points with Kansas. I think Texas will win.
I mean, Texas did kill them last year, but those also with being a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Bijan went off. I think he ran for like 250 yards. So.
Kansas is kind of on the down.
That's all right. We've already won.
I'm taking Kansas.
Nate or Tony's family's on this side.
Nice.
I can also see Texas blowing them out. But,
it is at home, so I could see that too.
And their people are pretty juiced up this year.
The Texas fans.
Yeah. Game number four, number one.
No wonder why they beat Baylor. Yeah.
Number one, Georgia at Auburn. 2:30 CBS. Georgia's a 15-point favorite. Over-under is 47. Nate.
In Georgia. It'll be a close game in the first half like it always is this year.
I agree with everything they said. Georgia is starting to slow.
So much so he sounds like Nate.
They're starting to get their running game going.
Georgia did this last year, too. They played down their competition. Sooner or later, it's going to get them. But
second half adjustments,
man. Their schedule's so soft, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Auburn is... I can see Auburn winning at halftime 10-3 or something like that, but... I'm going Georgia, too. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Auburn actually pulled off this upset just because it's at home, but I also see Georgia running away with this. I'm going to take Georgia.
I think Auburn is a quarterback away, so I'm going to take Georgia. This does feel like a Hugh Freeze kind of game, though.
Didn't you say that last time?
I just said it like 20 minutes
ago. No, yeah, he said this about another game, I thought.
No.
He said it earlier today.
I know he said it, but I thought he said it earlier.
I would never say something.
Say what?
He just says it every time. Every time
I know.
Somebody heard it this time.
I was certain he said that this was like a Hugh Freeze kind of game like a couple weeks ago.
I did say it in the car too, so.
he said it at least three times.
Yeah, it's Georgia 100%.
Tony, you going to go with the sleep or you can go with Auburn?
Well, here's the thing. I got to get a game up.
You don't.
But it's not going to be this game, so I'm going to take Georgia.
You already.
Whoa! You gave the game up. I think you have the same record as Nate right now, but Nate's beating you because he has points.
Yeah, and you
second
just
to last.
Yeah, but you're still Texas.
But Nate has you beat because he has 2 points from his Superdog.
You're last.
Yeah. Yeah. Win your Superdogs.
Dude, I got to clean up in these Superdogs the next couple weeks.
Well, it's kind of hard.
Good luck.
I mean, it's not that hard.
You're 1-4.
Wow, that one win.
Congrats.
You're welcome.
Game number 5, number 13 LSU at number 20 Ole Miss. 2.5 point favorites LSU. 63.5 is over under. It's a 5 o'clock kick on ESPN, which is kind of weird.
It is weird.
Nate's Ross, I'll start this time. I'm going to go, let's go Ole Miss. I'm going to take Ole Miss with the win here.
With the money line win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win outright. Brian.
Ole Miss?
I'm going to go ahead and take LSU. Yep, that's why.
That's a good pick.
Isaac.
Yeah, LSU. Ole Miss, not good this year. I don't know why.
LSU.
Nate.
Ole Miss.
I don't like how Jackson Dart's their leading rusher and their leading.
Ole Miss doesn't have any weapons healthy.
Yeah.
All the receivers and tight ends and running backs are
hurt. Playing at home.
Next man up.
Who is it? Spencer Sanders?
Oh. LSU doesn't want that on them.
So I have all these teams that we're picking
I do think they want that.
This week. Anybody it's combined know? 7 losses. Out of all, what, 16 of these teams? Yeah, it's crazy. Pretty good slate this week.
Nebraska got almost half of them.
They got 2. 2 of the 7.
Ole Miss has 2 also.
Game number
one. Ole Miss only has 1, don't they?
Ole Miss has 1 loss.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Alabama. Just lost.
Can't guess.
Game number 5. College game day over there. 6:30 ABC. Number 11, Notre Dame at number
17.
Whoa,
game day's there?
Yeah, first time
for
ever
Duke.
Notre Dame, 5.5-point favorites, 52 over and under Brian.
Show me dragon.
Show me dragon.
Side note, we were driving this very fancy neighborhood in Austin, and this one long street was just Dragon Street. Yeah. And on top of these mailboxes, they'd have big dragon statues on them.
You find, like, in the nerd places in the mall.
Yeah, they, like, curse
place on
yeah.
top of their freaking mailboxes.
Pretty sweet.
Why?
Because they're on Dragon Street.
They live on Dragon Street.
That's something rich.
But these houses were very big.
You telling me that you wouldn't have a dragon statue?
I'd have a real dragon.
I'd have a real dragon.
Oh, okay.
Wow, look at these guys.
if I'm that here. Rich, I'm getting a dragon.
Notre Dame. I think there was somebody that wanted to do the Duke futures, but we shot him down.
And?
Tony, what are you doing? Tony doesn't even know what he's doing.
Well, so we
got to play my role. Completely aloof and clueless guy on this podcast.
Yeah, I told you.
And Isaac's like, Duke sucks.
I think there's 8.
That literally sounded like Isaac.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I think there's 8 total losses in all the teams in this one.
Kansas is undefeated. Texas.
Fact checking.
Kansas is undefeated. Texas is undefeated, correct?
Yes.
Florida 1 loss?
Yes.
Kentucky 0 losses?
Yes. Colorado 1 loss.
Georgia 0 losses?
Yes.
Auburn 1 loss?
Yes.
LSU 1 loss?
Yes.
Ole Miss 1 loss?
Oh, that's more. I think that's 9.
Okay, so how many losses do you have right now?
I have Florida, Colorado, Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Oregon State, Nebraska has 2.
So I have, 2, 3, 4.
You said 7.
5, 6, 7, 8. 9. I have 8.
I counted 9.
Florida has 1, Auburn has 1, LSU has 1, Ole Miss has 1, there's 4.
Colorado has 1.
Notre Dame has 1. How many is that?
That's 6.
That's 6.
Okay, 9.
How embarrassing. You came for me earlier today. I'm coming for you.
So pretty impressive.
Well.
Isaac, who are you taking?
Not
Notre
as
Duke.
Impressive anymore.
Five and a half. Huh?
Duke.
Is that your BRP pick?
Stupid. Yeah.
BRP pick.
Yeah,
we got 2 of them in
there. Duke.
Mate.
Oh, dang.
Great pick. I'm like old man Corso. Great pick.
That's a great.
Not so fast, midget. I saw that highlight the other day. I thought died.
Good thing that we lost this. Number 10, Utah, at number 19, Oregon State. Oregon State's a 1.5 favorite, whatever. 45.5 is over under. It's 8:00 on FS1. Tony, I think you started this one.
Wait, what game is this?
Isaac,
I wasn't listening.
Who said last game, Brian?
Brian.
Isaac, go ahead.
What's the game?
Utah, Oregon State. 1.5.
Fact check.
1.5.
Oh.
Utah.
It's easy.
I think the unders are a good play in this one.
Easy.
I'm glad that no one picked it.
Utah.
So we got
Utah.
Utah.
I can't believe Duke's undefeated.
Yeah, you didn't want to take.
We should have taken their season win totals.
Yeah, we said that. You were the one that shot it down.
Yeah, I know. I was all over
this.
There was literally one person that shot it down, and you guys didn't go for it. And so we listened to you saying Oklahoma State.
Why didn't we?
You
just
listened to him.
You all did.
You said,
It does look really good.
I remember a random time Isaac came in and he's like, Oklahoma State has the softest schedule.
And they have the worst
quarterback. Wait, we took Oklahoma State over Duke?
Isaac did.
It was 3-1.
I know, Brian,
I must
think?
Have been the one.
I know that I literally freaked out and I was like, okay, so at this point we're never going to pick a team because we can't agree on that. Because literally every time.
It was Isaac and Nate, really.
Oh, Danny said another would you rather. Two of them, by the way.
We're going to go after him.
Oh, okay. All
right. Anyway,
I have a Utah as well. I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to keep rolling with them. Brian, are you going to sweep or are you going to go with Oregon State?
Yep. I'm going to go with Oregon State.
It's not a sweep, then.
Well, you said you have to bowl.
So are we going with Utah, Nick?
All right. Oh, no, I'm going with Oregon State.
You said a highlight.
Well, I don't trust Nick's highlights because I've gotten some text messages.
One time.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
Last game.
It was literally, and it actually happened twice in 1 week.
Yeah.
Where you highlighted the wrong.
Your Missouri one months. And your other one.
No, Missouri.
That was the same week. Was, idiots. Same week.
You did it
twice
in
1 week, and then
in
you did it in another week.
No. So you've done it three times total.
Yeah, three times total.
Isaac said Nebraska would win by 28 last week.
He said they scored 28.
No,
I think that was.
He said
they won by 28.
They should have won by 28.
They should have. Oh. It wasn't for the weather delay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they really iced them.
Well, it did.
The high power.
So they were up by 21.
Bro. All right, last game. Number 2, Michigan.
Nice.
18.5 point favorites over. Nebraska, 40.5 is over. Unders 230 on Fox. We're going to go with Nate on this. Nate, me, Brian, and Isaac.
I have Nebraska. Coming.
Nice.
Just because Michigan doesn't never, they don't cover the spread. So.
Yeah. 18.5 is a lot, and they like to run. Nebraska has a good run defense. Yeah, let's go to Nebraska with the 18.5.
Wow, Husker Nick.
Brian.
All right, thanks, Husker Nick. I'm going to go with...
Thanks, Husker Nick.
I'm going to go with Nebraska as well.
Husker Brian. Husker Brian. Hey, at least I don't wear no... Nah, I'll say anything. Go ahead, Isaac.
What? I'm going to take
Isaac
Nebraska to cover. I don't have anything to say.
Ooh, is this... Clean sweep?
Tony, you need one up on someone.
I know. Yeah. Here's my dilemma with this game. Michigan still has a really good defense. I mean, it's going to be the over under is what, 40?
It would be 40.5 actually.
I would probably go under.
No.
I honestly think this is going to be.
And Tony's got the unders, all right?
Yeah.
Here for this?
But we can't throw the ball still. So
Isaac says no. Thanks.
I'm gonna say Michigan.
Nice.
Michigan money line?
Nice. No. But
money line.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I got we're gonna lose. But
any expectations?
I just want to see, like, honestly, the most excited I've been all year is because our defense is playing well.
It'd be cool to have Michigan in town, right? Number 2 team in the country.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of festivities. I think Bustin's coming. They're letting him play for the Bustin trophy.
Barstool's live show will be here.
Yeah, and Barstool, like the Bustin with the boys, and Barstool.
I think they're doing.
I don't know. Time's busy 2:30. I don't know if I'm watching.
I think they merged us. We're going to be on the show.
That would be sick. I would take a Barstool contract.
I won't know until.
Barstool, you pay your average employee $100,000. I'll take 50.
I'll take 15.
Yeah, I'll take.
For me to just go down there.
No, I'm just not talking about to get picked up by Barstool.
Oh.
Yeah, there's not a chance at all.
Dude, we're funnier than.
All right, are we going to answer these questions?
Really well.
And then sign off?
Yeah, let's go. First one, the next one. Would you rather go to the moon or visit the deepest part of the oceans? Brian?
I would. So, since nobody's ever landed on the moon, I'd probably go to the moon.
I agree with Brian there.
Didn't the
nobody's ever.
India just landed on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, you blow up.
There's but you also go to the deepest part and you can't see anything. It's pitch black.
Nobody's ever been to the deepest parts.
Nobody's ever been to the moon, so.
Yeah.
India just landed on the dark side of the moon.
The deepest parts of the ocean.
I think that was a green screen in LA.
What are you talking about? The moon? They literally just landed one on the dark side of the moon.
Sure.
Oh, are you sure?
I think you were watching Star Wars, buddy.
A bunch of flat earthers, I can tell.
I think
the reason why it was the dark side is because they had the lights turned off.
Yeah. Hey, let's cover this side of this green screen, guys. We're going to call it the dark side. Dark side, light side.
So what did
Tony,
everybody?
Honestly, I'd go to the moon because.
I did. What would you do?
Because nobody has.
I don't think I want to go to the deepest parts of the ocean.
No, that just.
Yeah, screw that. What's down there?
Something that you don't want to know about.
Yeah. No.
What's on the moon? We don't know.
Yeah.
Would you rather go back in time or go to the future?
Back in time.
Definitely back in time. 100% back in time.
How far back?
No, no, no. Is this like a red pill, blue pill thing? Like
for sure.
Where, like, you wake up in the future.
Tell us how far
what you
back
know.
If I go back in the future to 2014, I'm
back in the future. Fine. You don't go back to the future. Yeah. Okay.
What are you doing in 2014? Buy all the NCAA games?
No, I buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That'd be a great one.
Oh, I would just bet on every game I know that's going to be in the future.
Or I'd pick all the winning numbers
and
in the lottery.
I'd invest in
Bitcoin
and GameStop.
Yeah.
No, GameStop, Bitcoin, done. I'll never have to work again in my life.
I'll just do all the lottery numbers.
Back or far
and all, I'll just do a massive parlay.
How much time do we have? How much time do we have in the future?
27 legs. The first one ever seen.
No, no, no. We're talking about a 1,000-leg parlay. I know the winners for NFL and college.
But do we have a time limit?
This guy won.
You probably couldn't place
Jason
that bet.
This guy won every boxing match, every college football event, every.
Who is this guy?
Is this guy the hottest bettor in the world?
And he put his life savings on it,
dude.
And
just
you give out all your picks so that people buy them too.
I still think it'd probably be smarter to invest in Bitcoin.
They would literally call it Viva La Nick instead of Viva La Vegas.
<He's> like, hey guys,
he just owns all of Vegas.
They wouldn't want to pay you out.
Let's look at legit what happens in the future. Like, what's his face gets the book.
Yeah, they probably would just like they would probably pay for one of those games to be voided.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Or they would throw one of the games.
I mean, you're talking about like $1,000, like it's like $1 billion probably. That's so much money.
I mean, or you could just win the lottery. It's $1 billion.
Why can't you both?
Why not?
Yeah,
when you win the lottery, you use that $1 billion.
The toughest part about going back in time: which one do I choose to win the most money?
Why can't you do both?
Win the lottery.
Why can't you do all of those?
I would do it all.
You may never have any money.
How, like, how far back do you go?
What if you did this? What if you took a
$1 billion lottery?
What if you took that $1 billion lottery that you won, you place it on a 1,000-leg parlay and win $10 billion, then you take that $10 billion and put it all in Bitcoin when it was
and
like
GameStop. You guys are forgetting
it,
GameStop.
When
you
it was like
literally
AMC.
Yeah,
when
AMC
it was like pennies.
And GameStop.
Yeah. So and then with all that money, I would buy something to keep me alive for a long, long time.
And I'd go work at Papa John's the day that guy orders and says, "Do you accept Bitcoin?" And I'd take the Bitcoin and I'd deliver it to him because he paid like
$7. So you're going to go back in time to work at Papa John's.
Wait, do you get...
You have to go through the interview process and everything.
Everybody would go back in time and not work ever again. Tony's like, I love to work at Papa
John's. I would have got a job at Papa John's.
You know who else would go back in time at Papa John's? Papa.
I do love that we're talking about going back in time. It's all money related. It's not like not helping anything. So.
I could help
the money.
Oh,
help
I guess I'll cure cancer.
I mean, 9/11 happened. You could do something. Like
that. That was the first grade. What do you want me to do? Stop the buildings?
You're not going
to
be in the first grade when you go back in time, Isaac. You're not going to go be a baby.
I wouldn't be a baby in first grade.
What are you doing? You don't shrink. Right?
I don't know how you stop the government.
I mean, just go pull the fire alarm, man. You know what time it happens. You don't have to go to the White House.
I don't know how you stop them. It's gonna happen either way.
Well, no, you stop it.
What do you want me to do? I'll be in first. Isaac's going back in time to be in first grade.
Why would you want to be younger? wouldn't go back in time to be younger?
Oh, I would absolutely, but not first grade.
That's what 9/11 was.
For you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said it. Why is that so crazy?
Because you will not go back to being in the first grade.
How do you know?
That's not how back to...
Oh, is that what she said?
How do you know? You've never gone back in time. You don't know how this works. You don't know the social construct of it.
Oh, God.
How do you know? Please tell me.
It wouldn't work like that.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah, sassy Isaac.
He's I'm here. Asking. How do you know? You don't know. Are you a scientist?
Oh, my God.
Do you study back in time?
I'd be one. My first grade. Throw blocks at him.
You guys are giving me a hard time about working at Papa
John's. That's still the most ridiculous part of this. Please don't even say that it isn't.
It is.
We were talking about making billions of dollars. You said, I want to work at Papa John's. Why? It's not even like top five pizza places.
I'd go scoop out an application up.
And the whole point is
I'd
because...
I'd love to go be a server at Applebee's. That shit would rock.
Tony's whole thing would be one day would just be filling out an application, the second day would just be waiting, and he's in the
Tony, I'm gonna bring you an application.
I'm gonna get that phone call.
I'm gonna fill out an application for Tony Papa John's if you get a call back.
Tony, you wanted to work at Papa John's to get Bitcoin. We were talking about putting money into Bitcoin to get our own.
I'm trying
to you wanna work at Papa John's to get Bitcoin from a
I'm
customer.
I'm making money while making money.
From a customer that you have to wait for? Do you know what day he came in?
Yeah, there's a whole article on the day that he puts the order. I just pick up that day.
It's literally one customer, though. Like, I want that shift.
No, you can't answer that.
Give me that shift.
Well, I want to go back in time to cut the phone lines at Papa John's so Tony can't get this call.
See, that would work.
Are you a first grader?
It don't matter. I'm going to cut.
Well, not with those safety
scissors. Not with those safety scissors.
I know. This is great. Danny, what else you got? Give us one more.
One more, Danny, if you're still listening.
Oh my goodness.
She's probably busting along over Isaac's first grader thing.
My stomach hurts.
I'd be like, wouldn't you stop my oven? Why? I'm one.
I was in the first grade. What can I do to stop it?
Well, you don't go back to the
He was playing with his Barbies, dude.
Danny, you have one more question.
That was really good. That was good.
I honestly didn't expect any of that out of that question.
Well, neither did I.
You want to work at Papa John's? Isaac can't stop 9/11 because he's in first grade. I mean, I guess Huster just get rich.
So here's my question. Did Tony and Isaac go back in time to the same time, and Tony is old enough to work at Papa John's and Isaac is still...
When did you get your Bitcoin at Papa John's, Tony? I need to know.
Oh, here
right,
we go.
You guys scroll down. I have one
Danny.
More. What?
Danny, another question. You've been sending questions in. What do you think?
Give us one more question, Danny.
Now I'm concerned you didn't hear this.
She didn't hear
it. It's probably boxers or briefs. It must be really awkward.
Oh.
Not really. Commando.
Are you commando right now?
I love to go back. I never heard Tony say that.
She has one more. Go down, or is it just three comments? One moment.
She's Googling. You don't have to. You don't have to type one moment. The good part is she's putting a lot of comments in our post, so it's gonna look like we have a bunch of comments.
Now, when you read it, it only goes down to one. This is the only time it's two.
No. I know, but at least in the comments, it's gonna say like 15 comments, but they're all from Danny.
Yeah. I mean, whatever she has now will be cut in half.
Yeah, but that's one, it's two, seven. Three. Oh, is it seven?
Yeah, seven or eight.
Oh, that was a pretty good discussion, though.
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
I would probably try to save stuff.
I haven't actually fallen down laughing in a while.
Would you just save everything? Or would you be the world's best, like, assassin? Just go kill leaders?
Oh, that'd be sweet, too. Matt.
That would be sick. You'd be like John. You could be like be the inspiration for John.
Well, I mean, yeah, but here's the question: if you save one thing, are you going to be able to save other things because you just altered the future?
You know
what I'm saying. So whatever the one event you do,
so
you has
might
to be game
think
changing.
About
Papa John's.
You might, yeah.
Yeah. So like, what if I take that delivery from that guy? What happens?
He could turn into like that guy that got the Bitcoin. He probably
is going to murder me because it was his shift. Yep. I'm dead. Never mind.
Once he finds out how much Bitcoin's worth, he can come back.
He applied at the same time as you. And
you took his job. He can't feed his family.
And he can't feed his family. So the timeline's here. Tony's taking the timeline here.
Yep. Or you come back and buy all those Bitcoin. Bitcoin never rises.
Yeah. Isaac's still in first grade. Don't worry.
Isaac's a first grader buying Bitcoin.
Isaac's like, I'm about to be rich.
Now that would
buy a Pokemon card.
I don't mind not like being in first grade though, going back in time and just spending a day in first grade.
First grade would be one of the worst.
Or would you rather go back to sixth grade?
Middle school was the best time.
Yeah, middle school is great.
Go down.
If you figured out the identity of any killer, who would it be?
If you figured
Jack
out
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, I think that's a go-to. Or
who says they don't know the identity? They just want to keep it a secret because of the intrigueness.
There's the Zodiac Killer you could do.
I'd want to know who killed JFK.
9/11.
We already know who did that.
Who?
Do we?
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden. And the people that died in it.
You believe in not a moon landing, but you...
Yeah, that doesn't match.
That doesn't line up.
No.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between people dying and a fake
moon. Not saying no one died.
I know.
I was saying who's responsible for it.
I know.
I don't think Osama bin Laden's responsible for it.
Well, I would be doing the Jack the Ripper. Mm. You're saying before anybody figures this out, so you can figure out who Ted Bundy was. You know who that is going into the future.
Okay, so like figuring out who the killer is before.
I would probably do the Oklahoma City bombing because they killed like a lot of kids. I'd probably find him.
That's a good one.
A lot of first graders.
Could have been
you.
I would probably do like shut down Columbine.
Oh yeah, because that changed everything.
That was kind of, that was kind of like the one big one that led to.
Yeah, that's probably what I would do. That's a good one.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the question. If you figure out the identity of any. Oh, so if I figure out someone before they become a killer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Hitler.
Like you go back in time, you know.
Hitler would be.
You know who Ted. Hitler would probably. Should have been the number one answer. 100%.
Yeah. We messed that up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys said I said Hitler.
Missed that one. Oh, I hadn't said anything yet. Hitler.
No, you can't take his.
Why can't I say it? He'd already said one.
The iceberg is available.
The iceberg.
Titanic.
Oh. Isaac was a first grader.
No, Isaac was not a first grader.
No, when he was born.
What year were you born? What year were you born?
94.
What year?
1912.
I know, but what year did
1912.
That no, but the movie. Oh. What year did the movie come?
99. No, 96 maybe?
I watched that whole thing on a movie. It was like 3 takes.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like your mom let you watch that?
Even the car scene?
Yeah, your mom let you watch that?
The sex? There was sex in that? 1997 it came out.
Ah, it was right there.
That's the last national title.
That's it.
While he went to the TV.
Alright, we're out. 10 out of you.
Alright. Thank you all. Oh, wait.
One more. Remember.
What invention do you wish you would have invented?
Internet.
Papa John's. The cell phone?
The iPhone.
We can't do this without the internet.
Internet's a good one.
The table.
Fire. Wow, 4 legs and a piece of wood?
Fire.
I'm going to say porn.
You would have made a lot of money.
Internet again.
No, we team up.
A collab.
Collab.
The gun.
I altered.
Yes. Online sales.
Yeah, my thing is.
Hey, gun porn.
Maybe altered history.
Gun porn.
Yeah. We collabing or what?
And we're out.
Hey, we collabing?
We're collabing. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Danny, thank you for all your
questions.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget to do all the things on the social medias. We appreciate you guys. We're out of here.
Peace.